In January, the town of Richmond hired Anthony Cambridge to become its new police chief. And Monday, Richmond's town manager announced they were backing out of the plan, refusing to comment on the rationale because it was a personnel matter. Cambridge resigned from his position as chief of police in Hinesburg to take the job, but he faced scrutiny from officials on his way out for allegedly deleting security footage and shredding documents. Cambridge has denied any wrongdoing. Reporter Corey McDonald has been writing about this for VT Digger and joins me now to share more. Hi, Corey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. First, can you quickly touch on the employment agreement that Anthony Cambridge had with Hinesburg and Richmond before he was going to formally become Richmond's new police chief?
Sure, yeah. So Cambridge had been the chief of police in Hinesburg since 2019. Since then, he's been an advocate for regionalization, right? The sharing of services between towns, and both of these towns started to do so around 2023. The two towns signed what is called an intermunicipal agreement, essentially sharing police and police chief services between the two towns. And so for about a year and a half now, Cambridge has effectively been the police chief of both towns, and police officers in Hinesburg and Richmond have essentially been policing both towns simultaneously.
And Corey, I gave a little bit of background to this story, but what allegedly occurred before Cambridge began what was supposed to be his new job in Richmond?
You know, when he gives his resignation in early January, the feeling among town officials in Hinesburg is that not much is going to change. You know, we're really just reversing the relationship here. And in effect, Cambridge will still be the police chief for Hinesburg. But things start to go amiss, and the relationship takes a turn around mid-January. Cambridge's last day with Hinesburg was originally set for February 17th, with a February 18th start date with Richmond. But on January 23rd, specifically, Cambridge abruptly gives his resignation, effective that day, and he tells the town that any more communication should go through his attorney. Why that turn occurred is not entirely clear, but just based on internal communications we've seen via a records request, you know, we see the town manager and police officers bringing up a lot of different issues. You know, there appear to be concerns around equipment and weapons that are being stored at his house. More specifically, there's a lot of messages showing police officers concerned that Cambridge was somehow privy to private conversations they had in the department, that he perhaps was using Amazon and Ring devices he installed within the department to listen in on conversations. Now, we don't know if that's true. What we do know, though, is that Cambridge, in the days leading up to his abrupt resignation on January 23rd, he was witness shredding documents, and he confirmed that he deleted 4 days' worth of security footage in the days leading up to January 23rd.
Why did Cambridge say he took those actions?
He said he shredded documents because they contained personal information about members of the community. And he said that he erased footage because it was, quote, previously mentioned that the cameras might be capturing images in parts of the building. And so he, quote, adjusted the retention time on the cameras to meet those concerns. He said that in a statement, and he hasn't really followed up on that yet.
Can you say again who the officials were behind the allegations?
Sure. So the figures primarily in the documents here are Hinesburg town manager Todd Odit. And then he's communicating with Brett Flansburg. He's an officer previously with the Hinesburg Police Department. He's since moved on to the Virgins Police Department. And then Frank Bryan, who was an officer with the Hinesburg Police Department, is now the interim chief.
Corey, how was Cambridge viewed in the community as Hinesburg's police chief before all this went public?
I think he was very popular, and I think he still is in both communities. You know, I think there has been a reaction in both Hinesburg and Richmond of general confusion about the situation, right? What exactly happened here? We're also seeing a lot of people in both towns say that, you know, this is some kind of personal vendetta against Cambridge, right? And, you know, of course, he's called this a smear campaign against him. And so, you know, I think that sentiment sort of exists in both communities.
As I mentioned at the top, Richmond revoked Cambridge's job offer this week after twice pushing back the start date. Can you explain how all of that played out?
Well, yeah, so he was initially supposed to start February 18th. That got pushed back a week. The following week, I think February 25th is the exact date, we asked again whether he'd be starting, and it was again, postponed. And then, as you know, they rescinded their offer of employment. They haven't said much about why. You know, they've cited their policy on personnel matters. So there's a lot we don't know about their reasoning behind rescinding that employment offer.
Mm. Well, the million-dollar question, what's next, both for the town of Richmond and Anthony Cambridge?
You know, that's a good question. Todd Odit told me that, you know, the sort of plan was that things would be sort of the same moving forward, right? Cambridge would still be the police chief in Hinesburg. That he told me something like, you know, we're probably going to have an interim chief for the foreseeable future. I think the same goes for Richmond, although, you know, Richmond in the past couple of years have the town's really had trouble finding and hiring police officers. They've really haven't had a staff shortage in their department. So I don't really know what's in store for the Richmond Police Department at this point.
That's Corey McDonald, reporter from VT Digger. You can read his work on their website, vtdigger.org. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.